For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Well, those of you who cannot get enough of all this quarterback talk for the draft, who's going where, who's moving up, who are the Broncos going to end up with, make sure you're tuning in today at 5 o'clock on ESPN2 for a draft special with Sal Palantonio and Greg Cosell.
Oh, I love it.
We had Greg on last week, and they're going to be focusing on the quarterbacks. And, of course, Sal Palantonio and FOS, a friend of Stink from your days at ESPN. And Sal Pal joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. Morning, Sal.
Me and Stink go way, way back. It's my home away from home at Mile High City during those Super Bowl years, baby. Loved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. How you doing, Mark? How's that Schlereth family doing, brother?
Everybody is good, Sal. Always good to hear your voice. And I tell you what, you and Greg do a phenomenal job on television. And it's such a great breakdown. And there's so many great things to go on. So, as you're preparing for the draft and as you're reading everything and as you're watching film, like right now, just from a quarterback standpoint, who's the guy that you look at that feels like the one or two guys that are going to be the hits? Because we know how this draft stuff works, and about 75% of them end up, you know, playing for some other team that drafted them. So who are your two or three guys?
Caleb Williams is an absolute stud. I think he's got special player written all over him. I like his size, his arm strength, his touch, his leadership abilities. He's got all those traits, off the field traits, that I think he's going to be a big star in the big city of Chicago. So let's put that aside. He's going to be the number one overall pick. So who's the next in line for me? It's Jaden Daniels. And we're paying attention in the AFC West. That quarterback in Kansas City, that dual-threat quarterback, just won back-to-back Super Bowls. And Jaden Daniels is a dual-threat quarterback. To me, he's the only true dual-threat quarterback, a guy who can beat you with his arm and with his legs. In this draft, other than Caleb Williams, I think it's Jaden Daniels. He's got a short, compact, quick release. His mechanics are super sound. I love his deep ball accuracy, very consistent, puts it in the bucket all the time. I think the talent is there for him to be an elite quarterback. And if Washington doesn't take him, if they pussyfoot around and they don't take him, that would be a big, big mistake. And I'll tell you what, Robert Kraft would be at the advanced age of 80, whatever he is, would be doing handstands there in Gillette Stadium if Jaden Daniels is available at number three.
That's a creepy image, but I get where you're going with it. Busy with Sal Palantonio.
Wait, why is that creepy? Handstands? I mean, backflips for Robert Kraft? That would break the internet.
Yeah, he'll break his hip, I guarantee you that.
he'll definitely need a massage after that.
Too soon.
Busy with Sal Palantonio. He and Greg Cosell with their draft special, focusing on the quarterbacks, 5 p.m. today, Mountain Time, on ESPN2.
Sal Pal, this is the time of year where you're just hearing lies and you're hearing, you know, fake and propaganda and pushing guys up and trying to get guys to fall and all that stuff. But here in Denver, it is, you know, a quarterback quandary, and the Denver Broncos have struggled for the last 8 years. Sean Payton, we know, great offensive mind, really does a great job with quarterbacks, didn't work out with Russell Wilson. So where do they go at 12? Do you see them moving up? Is there somebody that's on their radar?
Well, listen, I think there are seven teams in the hunt in the top 12 for quarterbacks. Seven. And I think if Washington takes Jaden Daniels at 2, and I'd be shocked if they did not, I think the Patriots pick is open for business. I think it's on sale at that point. And then you have the Broncos at 12, the Vikings at 11, the Giants at 6, all, I think, in conversations with the Patriots to go all the way up to 3. Going to be super tough to go from 12 to 3. Going to be super tough. But the next guy on the list, Drake May, is worth getting in the top half of the first round. I don't think it's an oversell. I don't think it's a reach. And the Broncos need a quarterback for a lot of reasons. You got to put the lights back on in that stadium, for sure, for sure. You need a quarterback more than anything to settle down that team and that fan base, someone you can believe in. And May is that guy. I mean, he's got inconsistencies, sure. But what rookie quarterback does not? And what rookie quarterback has Sean Payton in the building to help him figure things out? I think he's perfect. Perfect for the Broncos, Drake May. Because you can have Jarrett Stidham start a few games. May can sit on the bench and learn. He can go through the boot camp of Sean Payton, and he'll be ready by November. And then in 2025, you got to start. You got a young starter in Drake May on a rookie contract for a while. You can fix the defense. You know, they were horrible against rushing the passer. They couldn't stop the run. You got to get a couple safeties in there. You got to fix the O-line. You got a lot of things you got to fix. So you need a guy on a rookie contract for a while. So in my view, even though you have a lot of needs, it's worth going up to get Drake May if you can go get him at 3.
All right, so as we visit with Sal Palantonio, Sal, if they don't move up, if they don't give up the next couple of draft classes to move up and they stay at 12, we've been really throwing around and hashing out the idea of a Bo Nix or a Michael Penix at number 12, or maybe even being able to trade back and get one of those guys. In your evaluation, you and Greg Cosell working together to put this draft preview together, how about Nix? How about Penix? Do either one of those guys jump out to you?
Well, they both have first-round grades based on the film study. I think Michael Penix, because of his injury issues, is a little bit of a wild card. He was the 5-year starter, just like Bo Nix. They both have a lot of experience. You know, I think they're about the same size and height, same ability. You can go either way, I think. One's from Washington, the other's from Oregon. I'm not crazy about Pac-12 quarterbacks, never have been. Overall, in general terms, coming into the NFL and having a big impact. So I don't know. I think it's a tough call, and it depends on who Sean Payton likes. Now, we start the show tonight with Jaden Daniels, and then Greg Cosell has a really good breakdown of Michael Penix. So if you watch Cosell tonight on Penix, I think you'll get a better understanding of just how good he is.
Yeah, he is. He's got big-time arm talent, and, you know, the injury issues are always a question. And then the delivery, a little sidearm, but, you know, he does have that big-time talent.
But, Stink, the medicals could be a potential deal-breaker. Obviously, these teams, they examine the players, and they get medical reports of their own as well as at the combine. But you got to make sure you're buttoned up. If you're taking Michael Penix as the guy who's going to be the savior at quarterback for a team that started 13 different quarterbacks since Peyton was there in 2015, second most in the NFL. I think the Browns had 15 in that time span. So you got to be sure that the guy is going to come in and he is going to be available to your football team.
Yeah, no question about it. Sal Pal, we look forward to watching you tonight. I've got it on record, my friend. I'm going to try to check it out live. But congratulations on all the success at ESPN. Always love seeing you on the tube. Always love seeing you covering games, man. You've been a great friend, man. I appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, you've been a great friend, too. thanks for the Rockies coming into South Philly and allowing the Phillies to
get on track.
Throw,
get right.
I had to throw that in there. You know, I'm a closet seam head. I like to watch a lot of baseball. There was Fright Night last night in South Philly. The Rockies gave us a little scare, but we managed to get out of Dodge. That's sweet.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, you guys can sleepwalk through that matchup. All right, Southbound, man. Have a great one.
All right, Sal Palantonio. You'll be able to check out him and Greg Cosell on ESPN2, 5 o'clock today, our time, with their draft special focusing on the quarterback. So he said, without a doubt, he thinks Caleb Williams is absolutely legit and thinks that Jaden Daniels is the clear-cut number two.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.